What's up, everyone? Welcome to episode number 444 of the Action Movie Guys podcast. I'm your host, Nate, and my co-host is...
Alex Figueroa.
And on this episode, we are starting with our comic book movies that never got a sequel month. Or, yeah, month, because there's four of them. Kicking it off with 1997's Spawn. Now, Alex, I know you've not seen this movie, first time watch, but you're a comic book guy. Are you familiar with Todd McFarlane's Spawn comic books at all?
I heard of it, but I don't know what the premise of it is. I mean, because every time I go to Comic-Con, they have his posters, and then you see Todd McFarlane, and then you see all the Spawn stuff and all his drawings. I know of the character. I just don't know his powers. I don't know, like, how he became Spawn. So, like, when I came into this, it is all fresh. Like,
okay. So this is your intro to the character.
Pretty really, much.
Besides seeing him.
Yeah.
All right. Now, this was a big... This character was very, very popular in the mid and late 90s. Had a... Not only the comic book, not only this movie, also had an animated show.
On HBO, right?
HBO, yep. Yeah. And it was like gritty, kind of R-rated show. Gritty R-rated comic as well. This also had video games. I know Sega Genesis and Super Nintendo, there was a Spawn video game. He appeared in a Soul Calibur game. So like he was like a pretty well-known character. You know, I like to give some fun facts. So as far as the movie goes, before we get to the Rotten Tomatoes scores, this movie had a number of differences from the comic book itself. One of the main ones is that Terry Fitzgerald, this would have been in the movie, it was his friend. Remember the guy who ends up marrying his girl after he dies? Yeah. In the comic books, he's black, not white. And they actually hired a black actor to play him, okay? But Todd McFarlane came out and said that the studio, in this case, New Line, who I love New Line, but I believe this would have happened in the 90s. New Line came out and said, we don't want to have too many black lead characters because we don't want people to think that the film's target audience is black people only. So they changed him to white, which is one of the craziest. Like, if this came out now, people would boycott the movie. But, you know, this didn't come out till after. So they're like, too many black people. We need to get some more whites in here.
Imagine if he did that to Malcolm X with Denzel.
Oh my gosh. We got to make his right hand man more white. We don't want people to think it's a black movie. It's crazy. So that actually happened. Also, this is kind of interesting. In the comic books, there's a character named Chapel. Chapel is the one who kills Spawn. That causes him to become... He kills Al Simmons. In the movie, if you remember, he was killed by this lady, this character named Jessica Priest. She sprays the stuff on him. And then in the comics, they went back and retconned it to change it to match what happened in the movie. So, and Chapel was created by Rob Liefeld, who's Deadpool. I know he's like big with Deadpool. I think he created Deadpool as well. But anyway, a little fun fact that the comic book influenced the movie, and then the movie ended up influencing the comic book after, which I don't know how many times that's happened. Probably not a lot, but there you go. Last but not least, the original cut of this movie was rated R. However, studio decided to cut a lot of the violence and got it down to a PG-13 rating, which is funny because if you watch this movie, you'll notice everyone says a lot of stupid crap like, I'm gonna freaking get you. And I'm gonna freaking... There's no like real hardcore language in this movie. And there's not a lot of blood and guts either. And that's because they, for some reason, wanted to take this very R-rated property about a guy who dies and goes to hell and becomes the leader of the devil's army. And there's demons and all, and make it PG-13. Mm. So there you go. If it seemed a little weird. Okay, so that's my fun facts. Let me give you some Rotten Tomatoes scores. And as far as box office goes, it had like a $45 million budget. It made $87 million world. They were also working on a sequel for like 20 years and it never happened. It got stuck in development hell. And now there is some sort of reboot movie coming out with Jamie Foxx in the near future.
No, it's filming.
Yeah, he released a picture on Instagram of the mask or whatever. But it's taken this long. This movie came out 28 years ago. And they're just now... And Todd McFarlane's directing that one, by the way. He wasn't really super involved in this movie, but he will be in that one. Okay, Rotten Tomatoes scores. Now, I'm going to not lie to you. I thought these were kind of... I'll just say, I thought they were a little high for my liking. The audience score is 37%, which is funny that I say it's a little high and it's 37 because that's very low. But if you've seen this movie, maybe you'll understand. Also, the audience or the critic score is a 17%. So 17 and 37, not very high. We've done lower on this show, but these are not very good scores. Are you surprised by these scores?
First of all, I'm very surprised on how high this thing is. I'm not gonna lie to you. It's a very surprising. If you hear those beeps, I have Angelina's phone because we put our truck into the shop, and and the mechanic is calling her. But that beep is her medical beep. So right now it says code blue.
Oh, she's getting page.
Yeah, paging. So she has an app that connects to the job. So right now someone is doing a code blue. So I'm getting all the what's happening in the hospital. So that, I had to mute that shit. I was like, what is going on with this phone? I was like,
reply. Say I'm on my way.
Oh shit. Anyway, yeah, yes. I feel like these are way too high of a score for this type of movie. That is just me. But at least the critics is pretty low. I'm okay with that.
And the last thing, and this was actually the most popular thing about this movie at the time, was the soundtrack when it came out. Now, the soundtrack for this was part of an unofficial trilogy, they kind of call it, between Judgment Night. Remember the movie Judgment Night?
Really good.
This movie and Blade 2, where they took two genres and they tried like mashing them. So that was hip hop and rock. Remember Judgment Night? Awesome soundtrack. They were mixing sort of electronic DJ music and rock. So you have cameos, like for example, you have Metallica on the soundtrack, For Whom the Bell Tolls, like a remixed version with Metallica and DJ Spooky. You also have Korn and the Dust Brothers that did a song together, Marilyn Manson and Sneaker Pimps, the Crystal Method and Filter, Silverchair and Vitro. So they were taking rock bands and DJs, electronic artists, and mixing them together to come up with these. Moby was on here as well. So I thought that was interesting. That, and you could, some of the music's kind of good. I'm not gonna lie. Some of the music's pretty good, but we'll get to it in a moment. Alex, I saw this movie at the theater when I was 10. My grandma took me to see it, and I hated it when I was 10. Mm. So this is my first time watching it in full since I was 10 years old. Let's start with our lead character. His name is Al Simmons, aka Spawn, played by the great Michael Jai White. What did you think?
I will say this. Michael J. White as an actor, I'm not
going to
say
this is early on too. Yeah. This is early on.
I'm not going to say he got way better now, but he's decent now, right? Great martial artist. I will say that. I will put on the record that he is a great martial artist. That's that. I don't know none of these characters, so get that with a grain of salt, people. One, Al Simmons, family man. Loved his wife, Wanda. Has a dog called Spank or whatever. What is it called?
Spaz.
Spaz. There you go, Spank. Spaz.
Spank.
Spank. Spaz, right? So, yeah. And then they don't have a daughter. It was just those two. He was a missions guy, right? Like a sea. Like
he's like a, he was MI6 like a, in the military. I think he's now like a mercenary.
Yeah. All right. So we say a mercenary.
Gun for hire.
Yeah. Gun for hire. Great guy. Very loyal. Has a best friend. Typical comic book character, right? His acting is atrocious in this. You better not be talking to me that way. It was like some bad acting. Wanda. That's so creepy.
He says, shut up, you fudge packing midgets. I mean, that part, I almost turned it off. I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, I can't listen to this guy talking.
It's his speech for this guy, it's atrocious. I mean, it is horrible. The character is there. It's just the script and the acting is not. And I don't give scores on acting, but I'm sorry. For this movie, it has to be warranted because I chucked out after the 2 minutes. It was a horrible across the whole, I mean, from the entire movie, everything was bad. And some of these are good actors. I mean, future good actors. Some of them got Oscar nominated.
But true.
This shit is fucking horrible. Like, I couldn't. And I didn't, I was going to text you going, what the fuck did you get make me watch? Like, I was cursing like up a storm. My wife was tight. She was like, what is this? I was like, I don't know what this is. And she thought it was a fan film. That's how bad it was. Yeah. First of all, Michael J. White, I gave it a 1 off the bat. It is this is really bad. I didn't like him. I will say when he gets the suit, it looks cool for its time. I was like, wow, this is pretty cool. But man, that is like the only saving grace is that. Because even his fucking cape is horrible.
the CGI red cape?
Dude, the cape is horrible. The chain is horrible that comes out of him.
Yeah.
Spikes, guns. I was like, what? Like, what am I watching? Like, it was fart. CGI fart that's green. Like, it was just like, I'm like, what is this? Like, freaking horrible. You know what it reminded me of? I don't know if you, like, this was like the fucking Timu or the Wish of Ghost Rider with Nicolas Cage. Isn't it the same thing?
Constantine.
And Constantine. Isn't it like that? Sam Elliott is the guy that recruits Nicolas Cage because they were both the same
that
dude.
That random old guy. Yeah, random green. Old dude. Every time he comes out, like, yeah. He has green glow on
dude.
Him.
Oh my God. And then they go to hell is like Atari 16-bit CGI.
It looks like N64.
Yes, it does. It looks like GoldenEye. Yeah.
I like that boxy. When the devil talks, his mouth doesn't move. She's yes. Like, the words are coming out of it.
Yeah, this is a one. I'm sorry, this is a one.
Okay, a one. All right, well, okay, Spawn. I like Michael Jai White now. I did not like him then. You're right. He's not good yet. He got better. Have you ever seen Black Dynamite?
Oh,
he's amazing
God.
In that movie.
A fucking movie.
Yeah. So freaking good. I even liked him in his little role in The Dark Knight as Gamble, that like the crime guy. Yeah. He got better. And you're right. His fighting has always been good. He doesn't even get to really fight much in this movie, though. So the one thing he's really good at, they didn't even use in this film. So I don't know why they cast him. I'm going to be honest. Also, he's on the record saying he hates this movie. He doesn't like it. There's a quote that he says, "You've never heard me say I like that movie." he doesn't like it. So he didn't even like it. He was in it. I will say on the plus side, I agree. When he has the suit and the mask, I do think it looks cool. I don't care. I like the glowing green eyes. I like the way it looks. It looks a little soft, but I mean, what are you going to do? Because it's not CGI. That part's not CGI. It's a suit. So I'm okay with it. I thought it looked very cool. Everything else, you're right. It looks, this movie, like this was, first of all, the makeup was, and some of the makeup's pretty good, but we'll get to that later. But some of the makeup's pretty good. It was done by KMB. So Kurtzman, Nicotero, Greg Nicotero, who everyone knows from Walking Dead, and that other guy, the B, Burger or whatever his name is. So they got like top guys to do the makeup. Also, the special effects were done by ILM, who is Industrial Light and Magic. They're like one of the biggest, like, special, especially at that time. What happened? I like maybe ILM did it, but they gave him like the discount package, like the low package. You know, they were like, "Hey, we have platinum, we have gold, we have silver," and these filmmakers came and said, "Give us bronze. We only have a certain amount of money and time." So it's very weird. His cape looks horrible, yeah. Absolutely horrible. Looks like red. There's one shot that's from the comics that's supposed to be cool, but it looks bad because the cape looks horrible. And I don't know anything about this character other than he had a girl who he didn't marry, by the way. They were just boyfriend and girlfriend. He had a little doggy, and then he dies. You don't really know if he's a good guy or bad guy. Like, he's a mercenary, and he's hired by Martin Sheen, who's a villain in the movie. And he's doing a job for him, and then he gets double-crossed. And then he's apparently wandering somewhere for 5 years. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with the character. I don't really know if he's good or bad. Ghost Rider's a good comp, except at least Ghost Rider, you know, he's selected to do a job, but ends up like being a hero. Whereas here, he kind of goes along with it for a while. He's like, "I'm going to get him. I'm going to get my revenge on this guy." And then he kind of changes his mind, and then I don't know. I gave him a one, too. I think there's a good character in there. I don't think this movie does a good job of making that character cool. I bet he's cooler in the comics. I would wager, I'd probably put money on it, that he's cooler in the comics than he is in this movie. So I'm agreeing with you. In a one. All right, now villain. So we got Martin Sheen. You mentioned it. A good actor. We're not talking about some scrub here, but we have Martin Sheen giving maybe his worst performance of all time as CIA director Jason Wynn. So he's apparently CIA, but I never, there's something that they go called A6. So I don't know what branch of CIA that is, but whatever. And then you also have John Leguizamo as Violator/Clown. That's how it's listed in the credits here. Violator/Clown. What did you think of the, and you got the N64 devil as well.
That's Violator.
The devil. Yeah, remember, Violator looks like the bug from Men in Black.
Right, but that's what the bug in the devil was supposed to look like. That's Violator. From when I did my research, was supposed to be, it looks so horrible. Yeah,
this movie, well, in the movie, the Frank Welker is the voice of Melibolgia, who's that big dog-looking thing. Mm. That's Frank Welker from freaking Megatron from Transformers.
Well, I'll save breath. It's a one. It's hard. first of all, Martin Sheen, I did not know he could do bad acting. This is someone that got paid and said, I could give two shits of my performance. I'm just going to ham it up. And my man hammed it up. It was God freaking awful. I will say that. It is really horrible. That's one. Two, the clown. It's the worst ever. I mean, I don't know what they thought of. I was checking out with this these characters got awful, like bad. I don't know what else to say because they were just atrocious. And then the violator or whatever, I mean, I was violated, so he got it right because this movie was just bad. Yeah, it's a one. I don't even know what to say because like clown was horrible. The violator looked like 18 graphics, like six graphics. Like it was just so bad. It's a one. This is so bad.
Okay. Martin Sheen, Emmy winner. Golden Globe winning actor, nominated a million times. West Wing, one of the best TV. I didn't watch it, but apparently one of the best TV shows. He's great in it. He's horrible in this movie. He gives his worst performance that I've ever seen him give. He growls. He's doing action guy voice, even though he's the villain. He's like, oh, come over here. I work for the CIA. Apparently, it doesn't seem like the CIA to me, but whatever. And I'm gonna get Simmons. They double cross him for no reason. For the most, I can, okay, well, I'll save it for story. He's horrible. And the villain is so generic. I mean, it's about as generic as you could get. Government agent who wants to release a virus and then only give the vaccine to people who will like follow his lead or I don't know. This guy should have been in G.I. Joe. This is a G.I. Joe villain. You're going to release a worldwide virus, but you must bow to him and all this kind of weirdo crap. I don't know. John Leguizamo might be one of the most annoying characters in the history of movies in this movie. I don't have words for what the fart, the green fart. Then he pulls off his underwear. He's like, skid marks. Ugh. I'm like, what is this? Like, it's gross. It's weird.
Pizza with maggots.
Then he farts again later. He's like, he eats the maggot pizza.
Worms with mayonnaise.
And then they made him, you know, that character in the comics is really short. So they did this thing where I don't know how he's like kind of, he walks very wide. So I'm guessing they did something where his knees are kind of bent while he's walking. It could not have been fun to film because he tried to make himself like shorter and it's bizarre. Violator doesn't even talk. He's just like a big bug thing. And then Malbogia or whatever is the devil dog. His mouth doesn't move when he talks. I wasn't lying about that. Anybody go watch this movie. It just stays open and then words come out. He's like, and you can't understand him. I gotta get the army. I don't know what's going on with any of them. I don't know why it's going on. Apparently they have a deal. Like he knows the devil or something. I give it a one as well. It's horrible. They're all horrible. I don't know. I don't know. All right. Action scenes.
I mean, it has action. It tries to have action. It's just not executed well. I did not like the action. I didn't. Even when they try to do the Batman thing when he comes through the sky with the big cape and the cape looks so garbage. Like that even took me out. I was like, I didn't understand what they were trying to do here. Because even Batman does it, right? When he crashes through the thing, his cape is all out, but it looks like it's supposed to be intimidating. Yeah. Well, this became comical because I was just like, cape was horrible. Seeing that he's trying to get away and his cape could now camouflage into the wall. And I was like, this is stupid. His hands could turn into squids and walk up the wall. Like, I didn't know what his powers were. Like, I'm telling you, I was so fucking lost with this movie. And this is the most cursing the episode. But I was so lost. Because I did not know what his powers could do. Like, could he manipulate matter? Like, what
he's
is...
He's like the devil Green Lantern.
Yes. He's like, whatever you could imagine your chains could do. And I'm just like, okay, great. But I'm like, Jesus, give me a tutorial at least. And he's throwing bottles and they're doing this with the old guy. And I don't know, man. I just feel like it was just a waste. Honestly, if I was a fan of Spawn, I would just... be pissed off. Yeah, I would be really pissed. It's not a good movie at all. Action wise was not good. Even the scenes with Martin Sheen when they put a heart in him, a heart implant, and my man does some like vision thing that takes it out. And
yeah, he explodes it. Comes out of him and then he blows it up. I'm like, if that thing stops, wouldn't that trigger the virus? I thought that was the whole point.
No, maybe not. When his heart stops. So he took it out his heart. And I'm just like, oh, what is this? Dude, a one. It's a one. I mean, it's not. Has to be your name. I don't know. This is the worst movie you must have picked in 444 episodes. Like, I'd rather watch Rollerball again. I will never watch this movie again. And I know we kept telling to the audience that we will rewatch low numbered movies again to see if we were like, I'm never watching Spawn. I will never watch Spawn again. Just like you said, you will never watch, I forgot what it was because it was like too early into
Assassins.
No, you said you will rewatch that one. There was one that you really hated, and you said you would never watch it even if we had
to. I
forgot what it was.
I believe you.
Yeah, it was one of those that you were just like, it was one, you said you had the advantage because you said that because you already saw it. Was it Snake Eyes? I think it was Snake Eyes.
Oh, yeah, I'm never going to watch that one again.
Yeah, I did say that. Yeah, Snake Eyes, you said you would never rewatch again. I'm throwing Spawn into that list of vetoes. I am never watching Spawn. This action
critical
is,
reevaluation.
Yeah.
Later? No?
Yeah. No, not Spawn. Unless you like this action, but I give this one a one.
I didn't like this action. It's terrible. It's a lot of CGI, and it's the worst CGI you've ever seen in your life. I'm pretty sure the CGI was bad for 97, like when this movie came out. This came out like after Independence Day. That's like a big special effects movie that looks a million times better than this. This movie came out in 2 years? No, 97. What the heck came out in 90? There was another movie that came out in 97 that was like special effects, and it's better. They're all better than this movie. This is like one of the worst special effects movies you're ever going to see. And a lot of the action relies on it. His cape, his chains, all that kind of stuff. You get shooting, like there's guns. But here's where the movie just immediately... Okay, I will say there was one part that I thought was okay, which was when Violator first comes out as like that monster or whatever, and then him and Spawn are fighting. Like, it had potential, but it just looked so bad that it turned out not good. But the scene that immediately... It made me laugh so hard and my brain... It caused it to just shut off was when he was on the... No.
Did you throw green lasers to all the fake... Spawns. Oh my god,
I hated that too. That happened after. Because I hated that too. No, it was before that. It was part where, well, first that two parts. When the girl tried to kick him in the nuts, and then his like belt or whatever like bit her leg. Yeah, I'm like, what in the heck? Okay. But the part that really did it was when he gets the motorcycle and it becomes like a Spawn cycle or something like that. And then this dude, Violator, is driving a truck and he sprays green juice all over the floor. I don't even know what that stuff is. And then Spawn's driving on it and just falls over. How do you have a motorcycle that's like custom spawned up and you just can't drive on this liquid? It just it literally just like falls sideways. It's not even like a cool crash or like an explode. No, it just goes like, and I was like, that's this movie, this whole movie. It just falls over every chance it gets. I gave it a one. I don't like this action. You don't want to worry about it.
To answer your questions, other movies that came out in 97 with CGI was Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
Not even close.
Not even nowhere near. American Werewolf in Paris.
Okay, that had some bad CGI.
Air Force One.
Not close. I mean, dated, but not bad like this.
Forrest Gump.
Forrest Gump had... Yeah, the effects in Forrest Gump were better. Forrest Gump came out actually before this movie. A couple years, so like...
Your favorite sci-fi movie, The Fifth Element.
Oh, 1,000,000%. That looks like a million times better than this movie. It's not even close. Get out of here, Spawn. This is terrible. All right. Okay, let's get to the storyline. I'm interested to hear what you have to say about this.
Okay, so when it comes to story... Look, first of all, it's horrible. They do give you a little bit of background of the character and his love life, who he was before he got killed by Martin Sheen when they double crossed him and they shot him with some oil and flicked a cigar at him or whatever the fuck it was. And then they blew him up in the facility. But then the movie falls apart. It's not an enjoyable story. You don't get invested in it because the acting is atrocious across the board. So you're just like, oh my God. It's like a cheesy C flick, if you want to look at it, like an Ed Wood type movie. You're just like, oh, this is bad. You don't know what his powers are. So for someone, and no jokes aside, if you're someone that don't read comics, you don't know who Spawn is, this movie will not give you what the hell he is and what does he do. It's told in a poorly manner. The effects, or not even the effects, his abilities is told in the, I mean, until you just told me what you told me about the Green Lantern. Yeah, it's like Green Lantern's ability and Ghost Rider. Like he could turn, he could use his powers to turn, but if he uses too much, he dies. Like, okay, great. And then he controls an army of dead people. And like, it's so weird. It wasn't fun. Then you had the clown has his objectives that didn't work. Like, I didn't understand what his objective was. He was like, well, come down to plan two. Oh, yeah. That green mist. Like, it is just so stupid. Like, honestly, dude, like, I wanted to enjoy this movie knowing that it's bad, and I'm trying to give it the benefit of the doubt, but I can't. Like, I just couldn't. And I like, and again, I like the way Spawn looks. Like, I was like, wow, he looks really good. And imagine what happens now in this modern generation with the newer technology, CGI, you know, makeup artists. Like, what is he going to look like now, right? And I'm happy Tom McFarlane is going to do it, but I'm kind of scared also, because it's not like Tom McFarlane is like the greatest writer in the planet. Like, you know what I mean?
And he's never directed a movie, I don't think.
Yeah. But then again, it could work. Yeah. But, you know, we've seen some movies that is written by the guy who wrote, the creator of whatever, and the movies still suck ass because they're not good in script writing. So, true. I don't know. I'm going to hold my benefit. I'm not even going to watch it. But anyway, this, I just went off tangent. I gave it a one. It's not
real
good.
Quick, special effects movies that came out in 97 that have better effects than Spawn. Event Horizon, Men in Black 1, best. Holds up. We reviewed that. Holds up tremendously. Yeah. Fifth Element. Mm-hmm. Flubber. Even Flubber has better effects than this movie.
Okay.
The Lost World, Jurassic Park. Million percent better.
All of them.
And a movie I hate but has better effects than this. Alien Resurrection.
That looked good. Well, no, that's the one that was running through
but it looks
the...
better than this.
Well, is that the one with the...
That's the one where she plays basketball.
Oh, yeah. Well, that CGI was kind of iffy, though.
It was better than this.
Yeah, it was.
Right, so was Flubber. Right. Shout out to Robin Williams. R.I.P. Robin Williams. Okay. Story. I don't know. Alex, if you asked me right now what's the plot of this movie, I couldn't tell you. It's incoherent. They were all drunk, I think, when they wrote it. They were drunk when they directed it, edited it. Everyone was drunk the whole time. They had to be, because I don't know. I did write down one thing that the old guy, I don't know what his deal is, the old guy with the green glow. He apparently used to be Spawn or something, but now he wanders around like he's just free. So I don't know how, but he describes him as his necroplasmic body. And from then on, I was out. Necroplasmic body? What is what does that mean? Necro usually like dead. Plasmic? I don't know. Plasma? Necroplasm? I don't know what any of this stuff means. You're right. I don't know what anyone was doing. The only goal that I understood was Martin Sheen wanted to release a virus and has the vaccine, and that's it. Other than that, I don't know what anyone was doing. Spawn's constantly creeping around like a bum. He's at the kids' party. Oh my gosh. It's like, what's wrong with you? Why are you like that? Get up. John Leguizamo is annoying. The script's horrible. The plot is incoherent. It's junk. I don't know what's going on almost the whole movie. I don't understand who's doing what and why. And I can't give the movie anything other than a one, if that's the case. I don't know. All right. I think I know where we're going with this, but what's your overall for this film?
Oh, it's a one. It's one of the worst movies we ever reviewed on the channel. Like, we've seen a lot of bad movies. This is the worst of the worst. Like, the worst. I can never watch this thing. And I paid $10 for this damn thing digitally. And I want my money back.
This is getting a 4K, by the way. Spawn.
No, it's not.
It is. Yeah, it's got announced. It's getting a 4K.
I want to know.
Because the new one's coming out. Maybe they're trying to, you know.
What doofuses are going to buy these things?
Everyone. Everyone's going
to
buy it.
What? I don't know what to say. I'm not buying it. I don't. No
way. I have this on Blu-ray as part of a set with Mortal Kombat 1, Mortal Kombat. They just stuck it in there because no one wanted to buy it by itself. Whoa. So they're like, hey, we'll just make this a 4-pack. We'll put some Mortal Kombat movies in there. And you also get Spawn.
I will say this. They picked the right generation to release it on 4K because people are stupid.
they buy everything. They buy everything. It doesn't matter what it is. There'll be if it comes, especially if they put it in like a box with like a little booklet or something. Everybody go crazy for Spawn, the horrible movie. I gave it a one. I think this is maybe my least favorite movie that we've ever done on this show. It's possible. I have given another movie this same exact total, but, and that was Assassins.
There's no way.
But I don't think I hated that movie, but I don't think I hate it as much as this.
Yeah.
I could sit down and watch Assassins again and see, you know, because that was a first time watch for whatever. It was stupid, but you know what? At least it has like Stallone and Banderas, and there's nothing in this that would ever prompt me to put it on again. I can't nothing. Maybe I do kind of want to go back and watch the special features because I want to see what these people were saying about it, like a behind the scenes, you know. We're making this. I want to know. I do think the music's okay. I actually like the opening credit music that's playing over the fight. Like, the opening credits are horrible. Like, this movie's ugly, first of all. It looks terrible. God. The whole movie looks terrible.
We forgot.
But I like the music.
The missile thing in the beginning, his first mission that goes over. Separate
to four little missiles?
Yeah. No, where he puts these stupid goggles that controls the missile launch.
And then the missile separates into four missiles and then it blows up.
Oh, God.
And that looks horrible, by the way. The explosion looks terrible. But I like the music of the opening credits. When you watch a movie and your favorite thing is the music on the opening credits, that tells you how bad the movie truly is. Yeah, I think this might be the worst. And I picked it because it fit the category. But, you know, we have to, you know.
No, we have to do it.
We got to do bad and good. It can't just be like, I can't just be like, I'm only going to do good movies. Hey, who knows? We might like a bad one. We might. This has some fans that got a 37. Some people like it. I don't know who, but someone likes this movie. And maybe they're mad at us now. Or more likely, everyone agrees with us. And this movie is absolutely terrible. Terrible.
It's a very bad movie. And I remember Michael J. White talking about it in one of the podcasts. He said that the movie is totally different from what they shot. He said that the movie had a way better storyline and they cut it all up.
And they did cut it. Also remember they edited all the R-rated stuff too. So yeah, like they filmed it.
This movie maybe was there only was 90 a minutes. Cut. Maybe there was a cut that was really good or semi-good, I guess. I mean,
I can only think there was a cut that was better than this, but I can't imagine that there's one that's good. Because the director sucks. So I don't know how much, unless it's all different footage. If any of this footage is included, I can't. There's no way it's good. But, you know, every actor got to say stuff like
that. That's true.
Watch I'm sure there is a better version, maybe like a 2.
You guys see the behind the scenes, they're going to be like, this is one of the greatest movies I've been working
on. I know, I want to watch it. I'm like, I got a cool cape and I'm flying down from the sky. Like, hey, cool, bro. The cape is not cool. It's very bad.
Someone lied to you.
All right, so we have the same total. What's the total points for you?
Oh, this is the first time ever I gave it a 5. Out of a 25.
Yeah, I think that might be your first 5.
Yeah, it's my first 5.
At least one. Yeah, I've done at least one 5, but maybe 2. I don't know. Yes, this movie, I gave it a 5 as well. It is absolutely atrocious. I'll never put, there's another one. I'll never pop it in. And as soon as my beloved Mortal Kombat gets a 4K so I could get rid of this box set, I will have it until then. But once that comes out and I could get rid of these Blu-rays, I'll get rid of this movie. I don't even want it on my shelf. I hate it. And this is my first time watching it in 28 years. And I hated it when I was 10. I don't know why my grandma took me to see this. I'm surprised we didn't get up and leave with some of the content that's in this.
Maybe she was a fan of the animated in HBO.
she wasn't. I think she thought we wanted to see it because it was like, cartoon. When this came out, it was like Spawn and cool. It was like me and my sister were kids and she's like, yeah, I'll take you guys to see that movie. And I think we both hated it. So there you go. All right. Next week coming up, we got RoboCop 2, continuing on with the RoboCop franchise. And then actually a movie that pairs good with Spawn. We're going to be doing Constantine, another movie that is a comic book based hell character one-off movie. Now, I do think they're working on a new one of this as well, similar to Spawn. But as of the time of that I made this list, there's only one Constantine movie. But interesting that those got kind of put back-to-back, being like they do have some similarity. I haven't seen that one in a minute. Yeah, do a little Keanu Reeves Constantine action.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a minute since I've seen Constantine. I know they released a 4K.
Finally break out that 4K.
Yeah, so that would be pretty fun to watch. RoboCop never seen, so that's gonna be, and it's a 4K too, so I can't wait to see those. But yeah, all right, guys, there you have it. That's the episodes for next week. Again, you guys want to follow us in our social media accounts, please follow Nate over on Instagram at Netflix Reviews. Check out the podcast with him and his friends called Netflix Movie Reviews. Anything Action Movie Guys, head over to youtube.com/Action Movie Guys. Subscribe, leave comments on your favorite episode. And of course, you could take us on the go with the Action Movie Guys podcast, available on all podcast platforms. And of course, you can follow Geeks and Flicks over on TikTok, Instagram under Geeks, the letter, and Flicks. Other than that, he is your host,
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
I'm his co-host, Ash Figueroa. Be awesome to each other and geek out.